This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly offering here where Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen get together to go through the top 10 stories, top 10 people, talk about things in general in the world of News Talk Radio. It's up to Michael to bring to the surface all the work that's done by his folks to come up with a list surveying all the stations and the hosts around the country. So let's bring that to an apex here, Michael, by going through the list of people and stories that are number 1 through 10 this week.
Okay, and it's great to be back. I want to thank our editor, Kevin Casey, for filling in for me last week.
Kevin's always good. He's a good sport, and he has a very wry sense of humor.
He's a great guy. He's one of the greatest guys I know.
Yeah. But he's got a good broadcast voice. But he doesn't take it too. He doesn't take me too seriously. Anyway,
he's been a listener of yours for decades. And he hears my stories about you. So,
yeah.
but he takes you seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. At number 10.
Rather than people not take me too seriously, actually, in some circumstances.
I think people take us the way we project ourselves and want to be taken.
Yeah.
I actually believe that we create our image, and we create most of our circumstances. Not always, obviously.
I think you're right. I do want to be taken seriously as a broadcaster, though.
Well, anybody who doesn't take you seriously as a broadcaster doesn't know radio history. Let's get going with this.
At number 10, please.
We have NFL action at number 10, and it ties with Major League Baseball playoffs push. They're not in the playoffs yet, but they're pushing it. That's the words our editors came up with. At number 9, the Emmy Awards, which I am a complete and total absolute ignoramus about. I know nothing of what happened.
Because nobody of import seems to have watched it other than Betty. There are two things that were notable, I think, at Michael. It's worth noting that Betty White made a very strong, very interesting and lovely appearance.
Mm-hmm.
She was a strong point of it. And then there was one other thing.
You forgot, you see?
Right, exactly.
The ratings were low.
I know what it was. Henry Winkler won for Best Supporting Actor. He's been an actor actively acting for 54 years, I think it is. 54 years. And it's the first time that he has gotten Market Berry, which is the story of an actor turned hitman. Very interesting. It's an HBO show, I think.
Henry Winkler is a talented guy, very bright guy, and very well liked in the show business world, from what I understand. I met him once, and he was absolutely a sweetheart.
Yeah.
At number 8, we have the North-South Korea summit. At number 7, the ongoing battle between Trump and Sessions. At number 6, discussion about the midterm elections. At number 5, a deadly Maryland shooting. And the aftermath of Hurricane Florence kind of tied at number 5. So we could squeeze a couple of topics together. Not that they have anything to do with each other. At number 4, GOP spending bill and Mexican wall funding. That's still being discussed. Number 3, big time story, the U.S.-China trade war. Number 2, the mega story, Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, the circus is back in town, the Kavanaugh assault allegation. And there's your 10 stories. The Kavanaugh thing really dominated, just dominated. I would say 90% of News Talk Radio conversation was that story. Not a lot of talk about the Emmys or Trump and Sessions and all that, but this is the way we distilled it. And, of course, this doesn't take into account a lot of local stories that are talked about on individual stations. This is a national survey. Looking at the people on the survey that populated, if you will, those stories, we have at number 10 Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in. At number 9, Bob Woodward and his book at number 1 on Amazon. At number 8, you notice now people say Amazon as opposed to New York Times. It's interesting the way in the book world. At number 8, Jeff Sessions. Number 7, Dianne Feinstein. She's up there with the whole story of the woman, Christine Blasey Ford, that has come forth to give Brett Kavanaugh a headache indeed. Where did I leave off? Oh, James Comey at 6, Robert Mueller and Paul Manafort at 5, Chuck Grassley, who is in the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's the chairman, number 4, so he's in the thick of all this. Cory Booker at 3. Number 2, Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford. And at number 1, Donald Trump. And it's kind of a mishmash. There are a lot of people we talked about this week, but that's the way we distilled it. Mm-hmm. And there you go.
So the business about Kavanaugh and whether or not the latest wrinkle in this is that there may be some confusion on the part of Dr. Ford as to who actually may have done this. I don't think there's a lot of feeling that she's trying to make a story up, but there is at least something has come forth in the last 24 hours or so as the week ended, which brings to light the possibility of confusion, because there's somebody who looks just like, if you go online, I've forgotten what the guy's name is, but there's a fellow who's posted pictures of both Kavanaugh and a friend of his, and they look almost like twins. They were both in that school together, and they were both partiers, and this fellow who's brought it to the surface says that he knows that there is confusion, that Dr. Ford was, apparently she has a lot of issues as a result of this, and you can just imagine what the issues are, including becoming, she's very claustrophobic because of what happened when she was a teenager. And anyways, her worldly view is different than many because of this experience. And we certainly can sympathize, and I don't know that I could sympathize with it because I haven't had the experience, and I think most men can't. I think women can. And so as her friend Katie DeVarney came to her, not to her rescue, but to her side this week, talking about how Dr. Ford had told her, Ms. DeVarney, about what happened, but didn't ever mention who it was, didn't use the name. And now this other fellow comes up with a picture of somebody who looks just like Kavanaugh. One wonders how convoluted this can all get, Michael. I guess
it's a circus. It's a circus.
It really is.
I did a show. I occasionally fill in at other on other shows, obviously. And I did a show this week on a station out in California, and I devoted 2 hours to talking about everything but the politics of this case. Mm-hmm. And it's got so, you could do a top 100 issues that come out of this Brett Kavanaugh, Christine Blasey Ford scenario. Everything from questions such as, if something like this happened to you when you were 15 years old and you got over it, and the person that did it to you was now being nominated for the Supreme Court or about to be elected president or become attorney general, would you come forward after 40 years, 30 years, and publicly talk about it? That lit up the phones.
Please tell me what responses. I know you're going there.
We got every response. Every response. Yeah. Some people yes, some people no. Men, women. It went in a million directions. I even told a story on the air about something that happened to me as a 19-year-old, a 35-year-old professor, the wife of one of my other professors at a party. At a school party where the hip professors and kids were together, talk about something, you know, we're talking about the old days. And she came on to me in a very aggressive way at this party.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And I'm not scarred by it, but when I was 19 years old, she was 35 years old. She was an authority figure to me. I could not believe that she really was interested in me. For a 19-year-old, at that point in history, I don't know what the kids are like today, but it was inconceivable to me that some cool 35-year-old grown woman would be interested in me, and I thought she was kidding. I thought she was pulling my leg, and I wasn't going to take the bait. You know, I said, come on, Mrs. Blah, 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 please, you know. And she said to me at the end of the conversation, which went about 15 minutes, and it's funny, I never forgot this.
said, Michael, why don't you just grow up? And she walked away angry.
Now, that stuck with me over the years.
Of course it would stick with you. Why in the world? That's a fascinating, self-relevating story. It's interesting, if you don't mind me comparing. I'm not comparing
you
with me.
No, this is the kind of stuff that people, many, many people, carry around stories that neither scarred them but did make an impression on them.
Well, and they all think that it's men and women versus women and men.
Mm-hmm.
My first job as a program director was when I was 21 years old at WNEB in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Right.
And the woman who owned the station's husband had owned it, and he died. He was a good deal older than she was. She took it over, and she took a fancy to me. She was in her, maybe early 40s, mid-40s.
And you were how old?
I was 21.
Big, that's huge.
And she took to me, and because I did not respond the way she wanted me to respond, she fired me. It took a while, but I did some other stuff that was trying to be helpful and wasn't seen that way. But it was mostly through the colored eyes, the lens of someone who had been rejected. I just didn't know what I was. I didn't know what to do.
That was the case. Doug, that was the case with me. It wasn't that I rejected her. I thought that she was goofing on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't want to make a fool of myself by accepting her proposal. Who knows what I might have done at 19 if I knew she meant it.
Yeah.
You know, 19-year-old boys are not guided by virtue.
Not in that time, anyway.
Especially not in that time.
Maybe
I'm not
it was about the same time, because you're a couple of years younger than I am. So I was 21, you were 19, probably happening about the same time.
Yeah,
in literal terms.
The times were so different that it's apples and oranges, and yet we do have to juggle these differences now as we're going through an evolution sociologically with different values. This is what this is all about.
Time. Time does not leave any of us alone.
Not anymore. Not in the internet age. No. In the internet age, our pasts are creeping up on us, even if we're old-timers.
Yeah. I had another experience with a bunch of gay guys at a bar. I'll tell you about it. Nah, I don't know. We don't need to talk about
that. Take a break.
Okay, I think I'll take a break, Michael. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless while you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but then you just can't stay asleep no matter what you do? I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found my pillow. And now I have a great night's sleep every single night. And you can too. My pillow is made with 100% cotton. It's machine washable and dryable and will conform to your every need. They're made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. So act fast and get yours now. Back by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. Buy one MyPillow and get the second one free. That's right. When you order one MyPillow, you'll get the second one absolutely free. Just visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get two of the world's most comfortable pillows for half the price. MyPillow is built to last. Stop tossing and turning and sleep better with MyPillow. Buy it now at MyPillow.com using promo code DJV.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are back to what you tune in to hear, the stories behind the stories of the work done by Talkers Magazine. Top 10 items on the News Talk Radio circuit this week. Top 10 people. I wanted your number three person. He was Cory Booker, who I find to be an interesting character. Michael, I don't know whether you do or not. For those who don't know, he was former mayor of Newark, now senator from the state of New Jersey, has presidential aspirations, but he seems to be stumbling a little because he can't quite figure out to whom he is responsible, the people who campaign contribute to him or the people who elect him. And they're not necessarily.
Well, Cory Booker, in my opinion, is a political opportunist who plays the game masterfully.
Absolutely.
But I don't necessarily trust his core values and sincerity.
But do you believe me? Or do you believe I'm right when I say he's a candidate for president?
Oh, no doubt. Are you kidding? Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. And he's a very attractive candidate. He's a young fellow. He's African American. He's very, very bright. He's very, very much knows how to connect with people. Very much like a young Bill Clinton when he was mayor, I think, of Newark.
Yeah.
He was all over the place like Ed Koch used to be when he was young.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted to
be everywhere. Yeah.
Okay. Everywhere. Right. And yeah. But there are certain things about Cory Booker that make me think he's a bit of a grandstander, and right, that his ambition supersedes his altruism.
I'm debating whether I want to use this terminology or not.
Then don't use it.
Okay.
If there's even a doubt. Let's wait till the break and then.
Okay, Dad. I'll tell you what, yes, I will.
Lay it on me when we're in the next break, okay?
Okay. All right. I'll do that. Meanwhile, number four on the list of people is Chuck Grassley, who, in my estimation, is one of the moderate, even hands of the Grand Old Party, who kind of, he's very serious. He's a senator from Iowa, for those who don't know. Been around a long time, yep. Maybe in some people's minds too long. But he's handling these hearings, the Kavanaugh hearings, quite, I think, he's handling them well, but it's not the word I'm looking for, with aplomb. Even-handedly, maybe, is that the right word, do you think?
Well, even-handedly is certainly the best thing that he could possibly do, and that would be a compliment, especially since it's such a political circus.
Well, what do you make of all of this? The Ford claim, the lady who stands up, her friend Kate Devarney, and says, yeah, she told me this story, I believe it, and now the new... Maybe confused remembrance of who it really was.
I think it's tragic. I think it's another in a series of tragedies that are just eroding our democracy. I think that it's a tragic story. I think that it should be in the news. I blame the news. Yeah. I think the news should not be as focused on it as it is. Mm-hmm. We should be talking about the issues.
Scandals.
Yeah. You know, it hijacked a very important story that could have been informational, could have been a very, very healthy debate, and it turned it into another one of these damn scandals that nobody wins in the end.
No, but I've asked this question so many times, especially with regard to this, but I think I remember doing it the last two or three times there was a Supreme Court justice stuff. Can't we just find somebody with tens of thousands of judges?
Not in this political environment. They'll find something on anyone.
Yeah.
They'll find it's seeking victory at the expense of truth.
Yeah.
And that's why good people don't expose themselves anymore to public scrutiny or the press's scrutiny or political scrutiny because they can get you.
Kavanaugh, good guy, good appointment. What do you think?
I don't know. We're finding out, aren't we? We should find out. I didn't know him from Adam. So how the hell am I supposed to say?
That's a very good point. 28 past the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump in Missouri Friday night urging voters at a rally in Springfield to support Republican candidates this November. The crowd roared as the president spoke about the nation's surging economy and soaring stock prices.
We are finally rebuilding our nation. And we are doing it with American grit and skill and pride.
Thursday, the president signed a historic multi-billion-dollar Veterans Affairs spending bill before a rally in Las Vegas. A week after Florence dumped some 3 feet of rain on the Carolinas, swollen rivers are still causing flooding. Providing an update on recovery efforts Friday, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster said about 200 roads remain closed.
The rain that fell on South Carolina, but also that that fell in parts of North Carolina, is coming down into our river systems.
He calls it a continuing transportation nightmare. Many many of the rivers in South Carolina have not yet crested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Radio Countdown Show. Stay tuned for more insights into the information that Talkers Magazine come up with. Charts for the week of September 17th to the 21st. And charts mean top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people on the list. We were just talking about Chuck Grassley. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here. Di-Fi, number 7 on the list. Dianne Feinstein. Feinstein?
Either, I guess. I've heard both. Yeah. Steen and the Stein thing is always, confusing.
Right. But yeah, I don't want to offend anybody. I think sometimes I get annoyed when people mispronounce my name. They say Steven.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hear it all the time. I'm always correcting people on your name. Steven.
Thank
it's,
you.
What can you do? It's your name.
Dianne Feinstein is 84 years old. She's been in the Senate for almost 40 years, and she's somehow or other the keeper of the watch when it comes to the information about the allegations against Mr. Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh, because the lady in question, Dr. Ford, sent some information to her congressperson, who then sent it to Di-Fi, who then sat on it to make, this is my observation, but I think it's part of what you were talking about before, Michael. It's the reason there's no rhyme or reason, frankly, for things being as confused other than the gain that people think they get out of this politically.
Then the politically motivated strategic timing of it.
Yeah, but in the trenches, people are sick of that stuff. Don't you think that when you're a host oftentimes asked to go on radio programs and substitute for hosts, and
which is very revealing for me. I learn a lot from this because I do it a lot lately, and it gives me insight. So what's your question, and I'll give you.
Well, the question has to do with her and the reason for her sitting. A lot of speculation, and a lot of news media becomes news speculation as she sits on this. And why else would she sit on it other than for political gain?
Of course. Of course. Look at what it's done. It's totally, absolutely derailed the Kavanaugh hearings and potentially derailed his appointment to the Supreme Court in a timely fashion that may not have this window of opportunity again with midterm elections coming up. Mm. And tremendous scrutiny as to how the Republicans handle this. This is, if it was politically motivated, it certainly has been effective. Now, I think you were leading toward the question, are people sick of this? Were you going to ask me that? Or
well,
you...
I wasn't, no, not so much that.
Oh,
I think
okay.
I think that's a sort of foregone conclusion anymore, that people are tired of it, but yet we still succumb to.
Well, because not everybody is sick of it.
Well,
I'm finding a lot of people out there, a lot of voters, a lot of the public, a lot of Trump support, and a lot of the haters of Trump. See, I see the core of Trump supporters and the core of the resistance. Both are out of their minds with inobjective thinking.
Mm-hmm.
They're no longer. It's totally subjective, based upon the investment of ego in the political movement. I don't think they're seeking truth anymore. I think that the people who have invested in loving Trump, you know, he's good for the economy. What's wrong with you? And the people that hate Trump, he's destroying the world. I think they've lost their minds on both sides.
Okay.
And I think they eat stuff like this up.
So here's another pretty silly example of how far that goes. Another example. This week, the emergency broadcast system, which is, remember when we were kids, did the Connell Rat alerts and all that other stuff. And
I never understood how it worked, but it used to scare the hell out of me that it would
come up
on my
a
shift.
Test of the emergency broadcast system. So it only stood to reason that sooner or later somebody was going to figure out how to use our devices for the same purpose, i.e. an alert, a text that says, this is not a test, or
right.
This is a test. So even this goes, the whole politicization, if that's the right word, of what we discuss, gets down to this level. It was an emergency test message that was supposed to be sent from President Trump as part of a federal system to warn the public in case of some national emergency. It was supposed to take place this past week. It was put off till the 3rd of October. And one of the reasons is because some of the other things that were going on, the hurricane, they didn't want it to be confused with something that was real.
Mm-hmm.
Because the test is not real, it's a test. But not only is there a focus on when to do it, but the fact has been asked, the question has been asked, should President Trump be issuing the alert because of his Twitter machinations? And those people who don't think Trump has any credibility think it should be somebody else who issues a presidential alert, even though we only have one president. But this takes it down to the roots of how political everything, people that don't like Trump, I'm not paying any attention to his presidential alert. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yep. Yeah, it's become irrational.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
so,
I can't wait.
See the alert
I can't wait until there's an election so we can settle this.
Are you kidding? You're kidding, right?
No.
We can settle it? What do you think is going to be settled by the
election? Well, if Trump gets elected again, there's no more issue about it. And if Trump gets unelected, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, the basis of this problem is that the people who hate Trump, and I respect them because there are many things about Trump I can't stand.
Yeah,
I understand why people hate him. Okay, I also understand why some people are sticking to their guns and supporting him. I understand both sides, and I want to point out here that the thing that the people who hate him are standing on their platform is that he's not a legitimate president, that his election was fraudulent either because of the Russians, because of hacking, because of the Electoral College, because of this and because of that.
I'll sign on with the third one. I don't like the Electoral College. I think that Al Gore should have been president because that's He had more votes than Bush. I think whoever gets the most votes should win, whether you like him or you don't like him. I'm not saying I like Trump. I'm not saying I don't like him. I'm just saying he got Hillary got more votes than he did.
Well, see, this is why people who are rational are totally disgusted, because I believe you play the game the way the game is scored. You won the game. He's president.
Yeah.
We got the president we elected with the system that we endorse. But the system stinks.
Yep.
So live with it and change the system, but don't delegitimize the process.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is where we're running into all kinds of problems.
We are young. That's what we're doing. We eat our young as Americans.
Yeah. We need intelligent discussion. The media that fans the flames of this irrational thinking is doing it for money. It's doing it for ratings. It's targeting people's misconceptions and their.
Well, that's their job. Their job is to get ratings and make money for the company.
There's got to be a deeper job in all jobs that somehow has some.
Who's going to be the first one to do that? It's not going to be Fox. It's going to be MSNBC. It's not going to be CBS, NBC, or ABC.
No, it's not.
Who's going to do it?
That's the problem.
Newsmax, they're not going to do it.
Yeah. Nobody does it.
Nobody can
afford to do it. It really would be a horrible realization if the truth and intelligence no longer are profitable.
Right.
Because if capitalism has rendered that, then you have to question the whole motive of it. And we certainly don't want to turn over to socialism or government control.
Wow, this is
a strong statement. We're between a rock and a hard place as we enter into this new era.
Yeah, there's a big one. All right, a couple of plugs coming up for a couple of different things on the radio. We are here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. There are lots of things going on conversationally. As we get closer, I was looking at an ad on Talkers for Sean's program, Sean Hannity. Midterms, full coverage. Yes. And then all of the stuff he gets his one-on-ones with the president. The stuff he does on television gets aired on his radio program, too, I think, doesn't it?
Well, he's the same person. You know, why shouldn't he repurpose his content?
Right.
He is, look, whether you like Hannity or not, I view it from the lens of the broadcast industry. He's flying very high right now.
He is. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I like him as a person. But he's also doing a good job of understanding where he is.
He knows his role in it. He knows his
sure
place
does.
In the game. And just because I can criticize the game, he's playing the game the way he was hired to play the game. And he plays
doing
it
exactly
very effectively.
Yep, very effectively. Okay, Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. This is effective as well. Those of you who are real and have real weight problems and want to experience real weight loss, this is the time. And here's your aid. Calitrin is 30 years old this week. 30 years they've been around helping people to lose weight, promoting healthy lean muscle and weight loss together as a concept by using collagen, which is the number one protein in your body. That's the supplement's main ingredient. Calitrin's main ingredient is collagen. Collagen is something that you need when you get beyond your 30s. Don't make enough. That's why you get fat when you get old. So you bring in some collagen, you bring in Calitrin, you use the protein exercise. It pushes the fat out. Muscle is easier to work with. You burn the fat off to make the muscle. That's how the process works. Take four of these capsules every night before you go to bed. 90 minutes once you've gone to sleep, 90 minutes later, it starts to work. And then when you exercise the next day, wow. You do that for 7 or 8 weeks, you'll notice the difference. It's not going to be overnight. It's steady, steady progress. You make steady progress losing weight. So if you want to try the Calitrin method, it's guaranteed. Toploss.com is the website. Can't get it in the stores. You can't order it any other way than going to toploss.com. Use the DJV code. You get 10% off on everything that you buy and a free bottle after you buy three. Pretty good deal. Very good deal. Because it works and you'll lose the weight. I've done it. You can do it. Toploss.com is the website. DJV is the code. Save 10% and lose that weight. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official list on the chart from Talkers Magazine this week, has the following 10 stories. By the way, you can check out the details at Talkers.com. At number 10, what's on Sports Talk Radio? What's happening in the NFL? Who's playing? Who's winning? Number 9, again, awards, yay, yay, for Winkler and Betty White, but what else happened at the Emmys that was invaluable to anybody? Probably not much. Number eight, continuing focus on North and South Korea. Number seven, the focus on the Attorney General versus the President. Number six, prepping for the midterm elections and all the politics that that will yield. Number five, the shooting in Maryland. Number four, the spending bill put forth by the Republicans. Number three, the relationship we have with China, trade, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. More Trump investigations at number two, and the Kavanaugh situation. Number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. For most people, varicose veins are just a cosmetic concern. But for some, varicose veins can cause aching and discomfort and occasionally lead to serious problems. But varicose veins aren't necessarily a bad thing.
People live on the average longer, maybe as much as 7 years longer when they have varicose veins than if they don't.
Dr. Tom Rook says varicose veins are caused by genetics and other factors like prolonged standing and obesity. Hormones are also a big factor. Puberty, pregnancy, and perimenopausal stages are times varicose veins form in women. Treatments can include stripping the veins, laser treatments, or a technique used to make the veins give up.
It's called sclerotherapy, and it involves injecting a caustic material into the veins.
This irritates the veins. They become inflamed, to close down and then scar up. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking the stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, this week's Michael Harrison interview focuses, I don't want this to be too inside, but you talked to somebody that I liked as a kid. He's not a kid.
He was a kid. You weren't a kid.
No, he was a kid. Right. It was during the Clinton years. This kid, Richard Strauss, and he was a kid, became sort of the public information officer, and he was the one who connected with radio. Right?
Yeah, he's the one who brought radio. He became the first White House radio director. He was a kid that was involved in the Clinton campaign as an intern and a volunteer, and he wound up running the entire White House radio department. Yeah. And he was the one that was behind the White House from that point forward, treating radio like an equal citizen.
Look at how they do
with
today.
Newspapers and television.
Yeah,
and it's a very interesting conversation. It's at mhinterview.com. Some history behind the media evolution that began with the Clinton administration and continues to this day.
I'm also going to do a plug for something that you got me started doing. The American Family Farmer is a one-hour weekly program and a podcast that you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I bring it up because this week our focus is farm aid, Willie Nelson and all the other people who bring attention and raise millions of dollars to help farmers. The farming industry in our country, the family farming industry, is in dire straits. The government is messing it up. They're sort of coming around to it to a point of realizing what a mess it is. But if you want to listen and support the whole farm aid concept, Willie Nelson's channel on Sirius XM will broadcast this, and we highlight that on the American Family Farmer Show this week. So both of those things worthy of your attention, I believe. The focus on what Willie Nelson and Mellencamp and the others, Dave Matthews is very important in the scheme of things, Neil Young. So all of that is highlighted on the Willie Nelson channel. I just wanted you, those of you listening,
it's pretty
to
cool stuff.
Have access. Oh, it's fabulous stuff. It really is. And it really is something the time really and now has come to help the American Family Farmer. So you can check out the info also at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now time for a visit from our favorite lawyer, college professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. One of his hats is he's a very important functionary in the scam and identity theft department. And before we get to issues that are in the countdown this week that may have some legal impact, there's a reminder that Steve has for all of us about credit scores, dealing with those three Alibaba and the 40 thieves known as credit reporting agencies. So what can people do now, effective this weekend, that they couldn't do before, Steve, regarding their credit?
Yeah, this came about in the wake of the major Equifax data breach, which was entirely preventable, but Equifax didn't act responsibly. But the best thing that anyone can do, Congress passed a law to allow for free credit freezes for everyone. And you can freeze and unfreeze your credit. It's the single best thing you can do to protect yourself from identity theft, because even if someone has your personal information, your Social Security number, they're not going to be able to access your credit report, and they're not going to be able to get loans and buy things in your name because your credit report would have to be accessed. So before, it was kind of a difficult process to do, and you would be charged between $5 and $15, depending on what state, and you'd have to do it at each of the three major credit reporting agencies. But just starting on September 21st, a federal law went into effect now that everyone can do it for free. And if you go to scamaside.com, and where it says search for scams, just put free credit report, it'll come up the information where to go. But another thing that didn't get a lot of play in is children, who are three times more likely to become victims of identity theft than adults, in the past couldn't have a credit report and couldn't have it frozen. So now parents of minor children can set up a credit report very simply and freeze it for their children. Child identity theft often wouldn't be found until the child was like applying for financial aid or getting a car loan or something. So everyone should do it for themselves and their kids.
All right. There's some good advice from somebody who really knows what's going on in that space. The idea that we have these companies are horrible creatures.
Oh, absolutely.
Horrible. They'll do more damage. So my question legally would be to you, Steve, on this score. If, in fact, you froze your credit and then you went to buy a car or buy for something where you had to get credit and you had frozen your credit, and the company comes back, financial company says, bank, you can't have a loan because we can't get your credit. Can you sue them?
You know, it's a problem that won't occur because you just gave an example that I went through. I have my credit frozen. The lease was up on my car. I was getting a new lease, and so what you do is you go online, you unfreeze your credit. It takes only about 15 minutes, and when you unfreeze it, you can even leave it to when it's going to freeze again automatically. So you give the car agency or the bank or whatever a day to check your credit. They do, and then it'll automatically freeze again. And that system has worked very, very well.
But given the fact that the credit agencies are more often wrong than right, why can't we just go around them and not give them a credit score?
I wish we could. You know, there was a woman once who sued the credit reporting agencies. They had messed it up so badly, and she even found out, and they still, where the problem was, they still messed it up. A jury gave her so much money, and they said, we never want her to have to use credit again.
There you go. All right, let's see. I want to sign up for that suit. Thanks very much. All right, one of the items on the story list this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine has to do with the president versus the attorney general. Legal precedent. But I don't understand why I didn't. Well, I do because it's political. Don't fire him before the election. But if you're working with somebody, I mean, maybe this isn't even legal. It's practical. You don't want to work with somebody and you're the boss, why don't you fire him?
Never seen anything like this in the in the history of our country with an attorney general. I think he's trying to push Sessions to quit. It's not going to happen. Trump will get rid of him after the midterm elections. But the kind of talk that Trump, the slander of Sessions, and I'm not a huge Sessions fan, but Trump is treating him horribly.
Yeah, with no good reason.
Absolutely not.
A good reason depends on how your reason guess as much as anything else. All right, so there it is, an overview from Steve's point of view. And again, go to scamaside.com and check out how you can freeze your credit and what's the plus and minus of doing it. Many more pluses for you than negatives. Steve and J.J. Wiseman with Douglas W. Steffen on the countdown at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.